Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards joining us with entertainment news, and I like this, Dean. Instead of reporting cancellations every day, now we're starting to talk about everything opening up again.
Let's hope so.
Concert tours coming back. We got a big one kicking off in Chicago, huh?
This is a really big deal. Genesis is going to be reuniting. Now, they have not performed together in 14 years, so it's a big deal that they are getting back together again. It is, you know, the core of this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame winning group. It's Phil Collins, it's Tony Banks, Mike Rutherford. I was watching some rehearsal video of all of this. They sound as good as ever. The only thing that you will notice differently is that Phil Collins is seated during the whole show. He's had back trouble and has had some health issues, but not unhealthy enough that he's not going to be on the tour, but he's also not going to be running around on stage for this, what they are calling the last domino North American tour that will all kick off on November 15th at the United Center. And tickets, if you are what is called a Ticketmaster verified fans, you have to sign up for that. You can buy your tickets starting on Wednesday for just general ticket sales. It will be next Friday on May the 7th. And, wow, so nice to be able to tell you when tickets are going to be going on sale for anything. But it's a big deal that the show is happening, number one. Big deal that it's going to be debuting here in Chicago. And yesterday, the mayor announced that places like the United Center could now open up to 25% of capacity. I would have to think by November it's going to be even more than that. So probably not going to be a packed house, but, you know, still should be a pretty fun experience.
And there's some new music to talk about this morning, too. Billie Eilish
dropped a single from her new album yesterday. This song has been out for less than 24 hours and already has 10 million views on YouTube. It's amazing. Take a listen to the song that is called Your Power.
Their songs are very soothing, aren't they?
They're soothing, haunting.
Yeah.
You know, there's you know, almost a mystical like quality to it. She has blonde hair now because we are your official anything happening with any celebrity's hair station. We report on what it is. So she's gone completely like platinum blonde now. But in this video, check out the video that's it's on YouTube. It's Billie sitting on the side of a mountain. It's very beautiful. And while she's singing this song, a boa constrictor is crawling all over her and wrapping itself around her, which adds to the eerie quality
I guess,
of the whole thing. I did some boa constrictor research on this earlier this morning, and apparently it's a water boa that is crawling all over her. It's the largest snake in the world and can weigh as much as 1,100 pounds. Now, Billie Eilish is... You know, she's like, you know, 50 pounds wet. And she's got this gigantic snake, you know, wrapped around her while she's singing on the side of the mountain.
Well, that's a good thing she's not emitting any loud sounds that could scare a snake.
Right. Yeah.
Talk about Kirk Douglas's wife who just passed away.
Kirk Douglas's wife really was, in many ways, a legend herself in Hollywood. This is a very interesting. She they met in the 1940s. Kirk Douglas was, you know, the handsome movie star of movie stars then. She turned him down several times for a date. Wouldn't go out with him. But eventually they did. Eventually, you know, striking up, you know, a relationship in their own family. She was a film publicist and a philanthropist, worked on the boards of many charity organizations in Hollywood, was one of the original founders of the Cedars-Sinai Research Center for Women's Cancer in the Los Angeles area. Kirk Douglas passed away, I think, less than a year ago. I didn't look up the exact date, but I know it was fairly recent, and he was 101 years old, and Douglas was 102 years old. How about that? They were married for 66 years.
Good genes. Michael's going to live a long time, I think.
Right, right.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. Why is Robert Smigel defending Chris Farley?
People, it had gotten started on the internet, people saying that it was disrespectful that the video of Chris Farley doing that dirty dancing sketch with Patrick Swayze was still out there because he passed away, and the tragic nature of his death and so forth. As you know, some people, everybody complains about everything on the internet. It doesn't really make any difference. But the story is that a bunch of people got started that they just did not like seeing this video on there and felt it was demeaning for somebody who had passed away. And Robert Smigel, who is, a comedy genius on his own and the creator of Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, actually helped to write that sketch when he worked at Saturday Night Live, and said that it is that sketch is a celebration of Chris Farley. It's everything, it encompasses everything that he was. That he was nimble and a good dancer and had this energy and was fearless and would do anything. Said, people should look at this and, look at it as a tribute to what an amazing comedian that he was. Smigel went on in an interview talking about what an amazing talent that Chris Farley was, and this is just one more example of it.
Got to agree with Smigel on that one. And before we get to your weekend picks, do I have this right? Someone wanted an award from Lady Gaga for turning in the people who stole the dogs, and this person turned out to be one of the people who stole the dogs.
Yeah, what a surprise, right? What a surprise. I think I may have jokingly said that.
Yeah, I think you did.
When it was going on that, I know what the dogs are. I'll take that $500,000 reward that, she was offering. They did catch the alleged dog nappers, three guys, one 18-year-old kid, one 19-year-old kid, and a 27-year-old kid. Now, they are facing attempted murder and robbery charges because not only did they steal the dogs, but they also shot the dog walker, and he was in very, very, very serious condition for quite some time. But on top of all of that, a 50-year-old woman has been charged as an accessory to the crime because she allegedly claimed that she found the dogs and wanted to collect the $500,000 reward that Gaga was filing. So they've all been arrested. They've all been arraigned. There are various bail charges for all of this. So we'll see how it's going to shake out. But the district attorney in all of this saying this was just basically a brazen street crime that left a man very seriously wounded. So they are taking all of this very, very seriously.
Yeah, they should. Any good new movies this weekend?
Yeah, there are. Michael B. Jordan's new movie, which continues the Tom Clancy legacy. It's called Tom Clancy's Without Remorse. He's a Navy SEAL that goes rogue when his pregnant wife is murdered. Turns out that it's all part of this big U.S.-Russian conspiracy. And it's very no hold barred. It's very gritty, very violent, but it's pretty satisfying action adventure that could be kind of routine. It really doesn't really break new ground. But I have to say, Michael B. Jordan brings ups the level of interest in this. Not only because of his physicality that he's able to pull all of this off. And I was trying to count the number of scenes in which they put him in this movie without a shirt. I think it may actually be in his contract that he has to not have a shirt on for much of the movie. So
him and Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, if you got it, you got it. I say flaunt it, I suppose. But it's not only that it makes such sense for him, but he brings an intensity to this role that I think notches this whole thing up a little bit. I gave this a Dean's List B. It is on Amazon Prime. There is animated feature for the family called The Mitchells versus Machine, about a young girl that goes on a family road trip when the world's electronic devices all come to life and they stage an uprising. So, you know, this family on their road trip are aided by two friendly robots to save the family and save the world. It's kind of fun. That one is on Netflix. I think maybe my favorite of this week is a documentary that is directed by the Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl. It is called What Drives Us, which he talks to many of his rock and roll superstar friends, people like Ringo Starr and Steven Tyler and Annie Clark and The Edge and others, talking to them about their early careers and what motivated them to do whatever it takes to follow their dreams, to make music, to get to the level that they're at right now. It's a really interesting sort of, you know, the commonality between all these rock musicians called What Drives Us. This one is also on Amazon Prime.
That sounds great.
Over on Disney Plus, a lot of you have been watching The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. They have just put out a making of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, talking about the making of this very interesting series that a lot of people like. And also, I just wanted to let fans of Fast and Furious know you can go crazy with Fast and Furious. Universal Pictures has decided to put all of the Fast and Furious movies in theaters for free Friday screenings, one movie per week in chronological order, leading up to the release of their new movie, Fast and Furious 9, which is coming out on June the 25th. So starting today, the original Fast and Furious movie is out in select theaters for free. And then every week they'll, you know, put the next one in order up there. If you want to get info on this, go to FastFridayScreenings.com, and it'll show you where theaters are doing this that are near you.
Just in time for Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mom loves her Vin Diesel.
And talking about music documentaries, have you seen that David Crosby documentary? I think it's called Remember My Name.
No, I haven't.
It's been out for a while. I finally caught it on, I don't remember what channel, but if you can find it, wow. It is some story. I mean, this guy, he's lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
And in a way, it's depressing. In a way, it's uplifting. But it'll make you feel better about your own problems when you watch this. You know what I mean?
It's about his life and his career?
Yes. And drugs and alcohol.
Nice.
And
wow.
So, yeah, it's a
have a good weekend.
Broadcast history made today.
Thank you, Dean.
Bye.